I am my God self. I am my God self. Just what does it mean to be my God self? What does it mean to be who I am, what I am? What does it mean to say, I am my God self? Well, we can go around saying we're not our God self easily enough. But to say we are our God self takes quite a bit of courage, because it's so easy to go around and deny the truth about ourselves, deny the reality about ourselves, deny what our purpose and direction is in life. And as we do that, we are in all sorts of trouble. We are in all sorts of problems. And that's the way it is with us sometimes. That's the way it is. And if that's the way we want to be, then that's the way we'll be. And it's kind of sad. It's kind of sad to realize that we are that way, and we don't have to be that way. We don't have to be that way. We don't have to ever be however it is that we are not. How are we created? Are we created as the ideal being that we are? Are we created as a fantastic being? Are we created as a glorious being, as something absolutely fantastic, absolutely marvelous? And if you say yes, then you have to say you're created like your God self. You are created like your God self. I am my God self. Now, what is that God self? We can study all sorts of things and figure it out. We can look at our bodies and we can see how marvelously they're made and how utterly fantastic they are. They're truly unbelievable. And yet, we sort of belittle them. We say our bodies can't do this or our bodies can't do that. And we say that our beings are limited in different ways. And is that true? Is that really true? What is the truth about our body? Is that our body is divinely made. It's divinely created. Everything on earth is divinely created. The stars, the moon, the sun, all of the galaxies, they're all divinely created. They are certainly created by an intelligence that's far greater than anything we're using right now. And if we recognize that intelligence is marvelous and wonderful and fantastic, then we begin to call it forth in our world. We begin to call it forth in our experience, in our life. And we can call it forth in our life and experience, but only when we let go and realize that there is something of a greater awareness than we have opened our inner intelligence to up to this point. There is something that is of a greater magnificence than we have ever called forth for ourselves. And we can do that right now. Oh, yes, we can. We can call forth that magnificence beyond anything we could ever recognize. Now, are you willing and ready and able to do something like that? Are you willing, ready, and able to understand something like that? Are you willing and able to come to terms with something like that? Well, if you do, then you're coming to terms with something very spectacular, very outstanding, very remarkable, because that's who you have to begin to say, I am my God self. And when I say I am my God self, then I am that which is that which I don't always recognize or see. My human consciousness, my human brain, my human understanding has only so much capacity at the moment, because I tell it that it has only so much capacity. I tell my human brain that it is only able to understand these things at a limited basis. And is that true? Is that true? When we let go of our genius, when we let go of our magic, when we let go of who we really are, we let go of a greater awareness of our being that we have not really recognized up to now. We have not really paid any attention to it up to now. And it's the silliest thing in the world, isn't it? And it's silly how we don't pay attention to ourselves. We don't really let ourselves realize who and what we are. We don't really come to the terms of that, but we can. Now, when are you going to come to terms with who and what you really are? When are you going to come to terms with the reality of your life? The reality of the allness that you are, your God self. When am I going to come to that reality? When am I going to say those things in the outer space, those things beyond my ken, my body itself? And that's certainly in my awareness. My body itself is magical. My body itself is outstanding. It is beyond anything I have ever recognized for myself before. And it's fantastic. Yes, it is. It is truly fantastic. That's who I am. Truly fantastic. Now, I say that every moment of my life. I say that and I know that every moment of my life. And as I say that and know that every moment of my life, I live in that awareness. I live in that understanding. I live in that truly magical state of beingness that I am. And it's exciting. It's exciting. I am my God self. Now, how do I get going on being my God self? Well, I can just start looking at an ant. An ant is the most amazing little creature. I can look at a butterfly. I can look at an animal. I can look at me. I can look at mankind. I can look at myself and I can say, my goodness, look at how my fingers are formed. Look at how my fingernails are formed. Look at how my nose is formed. Look at how my eyes, my eyes don't see the way I think they see. My eyes see in a totally different way. My ears, they don't hear sound, they hear vibrations. And they take those vibrations and they interpret those vibrations on my inner ear. And in my brain, it comes to an understanding of what those vibrations are, and those vibrations are sounds, and we make them into language, we make them into all sorts of things. And isn't that fantastic? Isn't that absolutely, utterly amazing? I am my God self. I am absolutely, utterly amazing, my God self. And I love being my God self because my God self is fantastic. My God self is glorious. My God self is magical in every single way. And I am magical in every single way. Every moment of the day, and that's not too often, I say, I am my God self. Every moment of the day, I say, I like my God self. Every moment of the day, I say, my God self is greater than what I see and what I feel. My God self is not just my body. It's not just my brain. It's not just my mind. It's not just my physical self. It's not just this being. It's grander than that. I am the allness. I am the allness of all that is. And when I can say that I'm the allness of all that is, I begin to understand more credibly who and what I am, what and what I am. And it's fantastic. Oh, yes, it is. It is fantastic. I am my God self. I praise that. I recognize that. I delight in that. I live that. And I find that to be the most wonderful expression that I could ever have of who and what I am. Because that's who and what I am, my divine self. My divine self is fantastic. My divine self is marvelous. It's just beyond imagination. My divine self is super. And that's what I am. That's what I am. And that's all that is, my divine self. I am my God self. Can you say that for yourself with an open heart, with an open mind, with an open consciousness? Can you say that for yourself? If you can, then you have stepped forth into a reality that you never knew before. But it's the reality of your divinity. It's the reality of your allness. It's the reality of who and what you are and who and what I am. Today I say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And today I say, I love you, I love you. I love you. And today I say, I am my God self.